Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here in December. I'm going to share some shopping tips for people.
Oh, very good.
I'll give you the top 10 things that have usually been returned.
Okay, and I've categories. Got the top 10 things to say if you get a Christmas gift that's not exactly your favorite.
Oh, well, those will go together nicely.
Very much.
And I also have a list of the pop songs that are 50 years old in 2025.
Oh, well, there we go.
It'll scare the bejeebers off of you. TK Angus invites you to their December 16th sale, East of Valentine at the Ranch. Starts at 11:30 Central Time, selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 30 two-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 spring-calving females. They're all good, folks. Check them out at tkangus.com, and you can bid online at DV Auction.
And years ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. It was inconvenient. Yep, the only option. But now you have Tri-State Livestock News. You need to check them out if you haven't already. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Stay connected and stay informed.
Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn at Shippey Real Estate in Winter, South Dakota. Rick and Lynn want to make sure that if you're selling or auctioning land, buying land, give them a call. Shippey Realty, and a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey. Okay, who's going to go first?
You have two things. Why don't you go with your first one?
Okay. So these are the things that people get for Christmas that are most often returned.
Okay? Returned. Okay.
And we'll see how it compares to your list.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Oh.
Wrong size, wrong color,
yeah,
whatever, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can see that.
Kitchen appliances. I'm not sure about that one, but maybe they just have two of them or something. Video games. And I don't even know if video games are a thing anymore because it's all online.
Yeah.
Sweets. I can't imagine anybody getting chocolate or something.
And returning it.
But that is one of the things on the list.
Hmm.
Candles, because the scent was not what they
wanted. Oh, all right.
Gymware, because either A, they're not going to use it, or B, it doesn't fit. I don't know.
Okay.
DVDs. So here's another one that's kind of dated in there about movies on DVD. Toddler clothes. It's so hard to guess what a size is going to be.
Well, and they outgrow everything so fast.
Glassware. So probably nobody wants that six-pack of Uncle Sam glasses from 1974. Inside joke. Anyway, and the tenth thing is makeup, because that is a very personal thing.
Yeah.
So unless you know the person very, very well, makeup is kind of tough to...
I can't even really imagine giving makeup. Skincare or something like that, I would say
like a teenage granddaughter or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
more skincare, though.
Let's see
That's an interesting list. Okay. So my list is the top 10 things to say about a Christmas gift you don't necessarily like. Are we ready? We need a drum roll some days, don't we? Okay, number 10. Hey, there's a gift.
Yeah.
9. Well, well, well. Number 8 reply, boy, if I had not recently shot up 4 sizes, that would have fit. That might fit with the gym clothes. Number 7, this is perfect for wearing around the basement.
Yeah, so we're not going to go out in public in this.
Yeah, apparently not. Number 6 to say about a gift that you don't necessarily like. Gosh, I hope this never catches fire. It is fire season, though. There are lots of unexplained fires.
Some spontaneous combustion.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it gets better. Number 5. If the dog buries it, I'll be furious. Number 4. I love it, but I fear the jealousy it will inspire. Number 3. About what to say about a Christmas gift you don't necessarily like. Sadly, tomorrow I enter the Federal Witness Protection Program.
I'll have to leave that behind.
Yep. To think, I got this the year I vowed to give all my gifts to charity. And the number one thing to say about a Christmas gift you don't like, I really don't deserve this. I don't know where that came from, but it's amusing.
You might want to jot those down, folks. And a couple of songs, pop songs, 50 years old in 2025. Crocodile Rock by Elton John. And Shambhala by Three Dog Night. So just a couple of those songs, and I'll share more of those on a future program.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for their customers and their community, and they want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew, Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening today, regardless if you're in Kansas, Minnesota, Wyoming, Montana, any of the states where the good stuff is heard. We appreciate you tuning in. This has been The Good Stuff.